changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And I'm going to go ahead and get right in because I want to talk today about what I'm calling your Oz. Your Oz. What is your Oz? There's so much going on still in the world where many of us are experiencing challenges and difficulties, and you are as well because of the pandemic. It's still that feeling of uncertainty, that feeling of anxiety. What's it going to be like when we get out of this? And once again, I want to remind you that one of the more salient points about the 1917 flu is that what came after the flu was beaten back. The Roaring Twenties, that's what came along. So we are on the verge of our own Roaring Twenties, and that's what I keep reminding myself of. Now, I don't think people are going to start wearing flapper skirts and stuff like that, but I do think that we're going to see economic growth like we have never seen before. We're going to see social change. We're going to see all kinds of wonderful things. So I want to talk with you about your Oz. Now, when I lived in Kansas City, one of the ways that I always knew, because I fly around so much, sometimes I'll get off a plane in an airport, especially if I'm changing planes, and I'll say to myself, I don't know where I am. But I know when I land in Kansas City. You know why? Because you got all the Wizard of Oz memorabilia. Whoa! In the airport. Teddy just knocked my coffee over. You've got all this memorabilia for the Wizard of Oz in Kansas City's airport. And there we go. And it got me to thinking about the Wizard of Oz and about this future idea that we're going to see greater prosperity in the next few years. We're going to see all kinds of advancements probably, and we're going to see a lighter social mood. According, if things are typical for what happened with the pandemic in 1917, then that's what our future is probably going to be like. My question then becomes, that's Oz, okay? That is the Oz. That's the Emerald City. That's what we're headed towards. The question is, what is it, why are you headed there? What is it that you want? What is your Oz? What is your ideal life? So many times I talk to people and coach them and things like that about what they want to accomplish and where they want to go in their life, and they say, I don't know. And that's a very honest question, answer rather. A lot of us really look at things and we say, we don't know. And the way to figure out what we want is often to write out what we don't want, whether it's in a job, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in your own physical health, whether it's whatever. Write out what you don't want. I remember back, I just got bit by a sand flea, or a mosquito, back in 1993 when I was at that big crossroads in my life and had no idea where I was going to go. No idea what I wanted to do for a living. I sat down and wrote out everything about my previous jobs that I didn't like, and I wrote down every job that I did not like. And then I looked for what I did like. I looked for what I wanted. And what I realized was that I always liked being a speaker. I always liked being a communicator. I'm drawn to trying to improve my own life and to share those things with other people. I always have been. And at that point, I didn't see any way I could step out and be an author or a writer or a speaker or anything like that. So what I decided to do was to become a minister. And of course, 10 months in, boom, the complaint-free movement takes off under my feet. So write out what it is you don't want in the years ahead of you. Take a moment. I'm always so touched when I get a message or a comment from one of you who say, I actually took a minute and wrote it out. I'm sitting here with my journal, myself. As you can see, I've got these wonderful pens, and then you can write on it, and then you can shoot a picture if you want, store it, send it somewhere. This is called a rocket book. Really love this thing. Just gave one as a gift to a friend of mine who's an entrepreneur. I love it when I hear that some of you actually sit down and take the time to write all these things out, because I do these things. That's what I'm telling you. Everything that I'm suggesting to you, I'm testing on myself. And this idea of knowing where you want to go clearly, specifically, and it gives you something to focus on. It also is going to give you the motivation to get through this pandemic, because it's not over, and it's going to help you begin to start to change to become that type of person. That is such an important thing for us to realize, that it takes time for us to change, to qualify, to be the kind of person, to have the kind of life, the things we want to have. Now, all right, all of this up until now sounds like your typical motivational rah-rah Monday morning stuff, and it's meant to be. Here's the question, though. The big thing is, what is your odds? Where are you heading? And then, why? Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Why? I mean, sincerely, why? You've got to write it out. You want to, I wanted to teach Teddy several tricks last year, which he's learned. And the why, for me, was it gave me something to do. It gave us, it bonded us. And the other thing was, it deepened that connection of communication, so that when I would tell him to do something like sit, come, stay, etc., he did it automatically. He didn't have to weigh the options. It's so funny here in the park watching people and their dogs, and they're trying to explain the situation to their dogs. You know. Rover, if you'd only come, if you'd only listen, instead of giving them a command. So why do you want to go? The Tin Man, what did he want? Do you remember? What did the Tin Man want? That's right, he wanted a heart. What did the Scarecrow want? He wanted a brain, yeah. And the Lion? Courage. And Dorothy just wanted to go home. Turned out she could have done that the whole time. But they had to go on this journey. And that's the thing. Between now and, let's say, the pandemic truly being over and you being able to go out, do anything you want, and then people starting to hire up and the economy starting to pick back up, et cetera, and we expect that's going to happen, you're going to go through experiences between now and then, and you need something that pulls you towards your Emerald City. You need a why. You want a brain? You want a heart? You want money? You want to look good naked in front of the mirror? That's one of the more honest answers people say when they go to lose weight or get in shape. I want to be able to look in the mirror and be proud of what I see. What is your why? Where and why? Where do you want to go and why do you want to get there? And here's the other thing. Your why has to be your why and nobody else's why. You don't do it for somebody else. You do it for you. Because as I say, this is like a personalized curriculum. You may go towards Oz with a bunch of people, just like me, but we're all going for different reasons. We're all going for different reasons. But we need to know our reasons, because it's our reasons that get us up and keep us moving. I was thinking about this morning. It's been so long since I've watched The Wizard of Oz. My daughter's grown up. Anyway, in The Wizard of Oz, they went through so many things. I remember snow that caused the Tin Man to rust. I remember the flying monkeys taking away the Scarecrow and ripping his arms and legs and everything apart. I remember poppies that put them to sleep. Here's the point. This is Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, okay? Somewhere you really want to go, a why that's pulling you there, and then obstacles along the way that grow you. Last night I decided to watch what I consider to be one of the more inspiring movies of all time. Don't laugh at me. Rocky Balboa, the Rocky movie. Stallone was 59 years old, 2 years younger than me when he shot that movie. Wow, amazing. I was watching this movie last night, and at the end, if you recall, he loses, just like at the very first Rocky. He doesn't win, He loses. But it doesn't matter. They spend 2 hours showing you the person he's becoming in the process. And that's really what matters. It's not what you get. It's not how you look. It's who you are. It's how you feel about yourself. I can hear tarpon breaking the water behind me. This bay was full of kids yesterday swimming. I'm sure that a bunch of you have left me messages or comments, but I am not able to see them. That's why I'm not acknowledging you. My apologies. Normally they just float right up the screen. Looks like Facebook may have changed a few things, or maybe I'm logged in differently. I don't know. Point is, we're here together. So get a notebook, get a napkin, get a piece of paper. Push back one episode of your favorite TV show. I promise you, if this takes more than 30 minutes, you're doing it wrong. Maybe an hour. If you know what you want, write it out. In the important areas of your life, physically, relationships, family, contribution to the world, spiritual, financial, write out what it is you want. And if you don't know what you want, write out what you sure as hell don't want. In Asking It Is Given, Esther Hicks says, or Abraham Hicks says, that we discover what we want by going through life and living what we don't want. So save yourself the trouble of living it. Go ahead and write out what it is you don't want. See yourself in 18 months, 2 years. Where is it you want to be? And then ask yourself why, just for each one of them. Why? I want to be proud of myself. Why? I don't want to worry about money anymore. Why? I want to have happy, healthy relationships. Why? I deserve to be happy, etc. Figure out your odds. Figure out what it is you need, whether it's brain, heart, whatever. You know what I mean. And then expect challenges on the way, but the vision of Oz is what is going to keep you moving forward. That's what's going to keep you moving forward. In the movie, Dorothy and her gang never get up and go, "Now, so where do you want to go today?" No, they're all like, "We're going to the Emerald City. We're going to Oz. We're going to see the wizard." And we don't need to get into the whole wizard thing. Maybe we'll do that some other time. Listen, everybody, your Oz awaits you, but only if you describe it, only if you decide where it is you're going, and then write out why, and read it from time to time. It'll remind you, it'll keep you motivated, and it'll keep you moving forward during this challenging time. Thanks, everybody, for being with me today. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Be sure and leave your comments and click share. I'll bet Jerome has already clicked shared and then type share. Like I say, for some reason, I'm not seeing comments today, but that's okay. Enjoy today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.